MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting with Jeremy Sampson, chairperson of Brand Finance Africa, the Brand Finance Mining, Metals and Minerals 50-2026 report out. Jeremy, appreciate the time. I got to say, I love branding. I'm fascinated that we do that. You do mining, you do metals, you do minerals. But what thing really stood out to me, global top 50, no South African miners in there. I mean, we are a country built on mining. It's what we are. It's who we are. Yet we have, I suppose, to say, fallen far.
Simon, good to be with you. Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, I was at a Brand South Africa annual report back on research findings only 10 days ago, and they say South Africa is known for its mining industry, for its mineral resources, etc., etc. Well, that's all historic stuff. As you're rightly saying, we're nowhere. And actually, if you go back perhaps, 30 years, we had some very considerable mining houses, and they really were very powerful and very important for the economy. Where have they gone? Well, for the most part, they've either been split up or they've gone overseas, and perhaps in some cases they've been taken over. You know, the great Anglo-American, people forget, it moved to London in 1998, so from then on, Anglo and its subsidiary De Beers were now British companies. And of course, later this year, they're doing a deal with the Canadians. So there'll be what? Anglo Tech. Who's heard of tech, by the way? And that's going to be listed on, I think it's the Vancouver Stock Exchange. So no, they're even moving further away. No, there's a lot going on, as you say.
Agreed 100%. I mean, they're going to be in some cold part of Canada, although to be clear, it's cold part of Joburg today. But you mentioned De Beers. I mean, De Beers was, they weren't the most famous name in diamonds. They were diamonds. I mean, it was just, you know, and I was too young to, I wasn't even born when they were doing those ad campaigns of the 40s and 50s and the like. But they really were the industry, and that brand has just vanished. It's just gone.
Well, again, you're raising a fantastic point. You know, in South Africa, was it 2 weeks ago, Dave McKay produced the annual mining yearbook. And I know I'm not a mining person, as you know, I'm a brander, but reading through that is fascinating. Now, people forget that in 2011, the Oppenheimer family decided to get out totally. They sold their final 40%. For that final 40%, they got paid cash. Yeah. That's what it says, cash, for about 5.1 billion. And that put a value on De Beers as a company of nearly 13 billion US dollars. But when they did the deal, they actually put in the small print that there was no such thing as a De Beers brand. It was zero. Now, I ask you, as you alluded to, that slogan, 1947, a diamond forever. You know, diamonds and De Beers are like chocolate and Cadbury's, you know, they go together. So what on earth have Anglo done over the years? Now, today, as we know, they're trying to flog it off for $1 billion and they still don't find a buyer.
No, they still can't find a buyer. I mean, is this, I mean, in the report, you talk around unhelpful government. You also talk around management that doesn't understand brand building. The unhelpful government part, we get that. We totally do get that. But also, I can't help thinking that the boardrooms, I mean, Neil Froneman, and to be clear, I don't know, and maybe I'm throwing him under the bus, but I can't imagine many of these mining boards are sitting there and thinking about brand. They're thinking about holes in the ground and metal prices, but they should be thinking about brand.
You're absolutely right. No, they have their investment guys, but do they have marketers? They have sales guys, yeah. But, you know, when you look at the top company, by brand value, which is Glencore. And of course, Glencore is Swiss, but it's got huge interests in South Africa. And of course, they've had a chief executive until recently who was South African. So there are strong links there. But no, wearing my Interbrand hat going back 15 years ago, I was involved then with RTZ, Rio Tinto to some. And in 15 years ago, they were talking about growing the brand, the importance of sustainability, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Never have I actually had a similar discussion in South Africa, other than briefly with Mark Kutufani in his Anglo Gold Ashanti days.
But also, I mean, Mark Cutifani was a brand in of himself. He was a snappy dresser of an individual. I'm thinking of our biggest miner, Volterra Platinum. It used to be Anglo American Platinum, of course. What, $364 million as brand? It sounds like a lot. Glencore, $5.5 billion. I mean, this isn't about the size of the business. This is the storytelling part, and it comes back to Mark Chiavone, who could tell a story about anything.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, people talk about the marketing of the myth of diamonds, coming back to De Beers.
Yeah.
Again, reading this report, apparently they spent about $100 million in 2014 on marketing diamonds. They spent much the same last year, and in between, nothing. And then they wonder why the bottom's fallen out of the diamond market. You know, I know Lab Diamonds has come along, and that's improved dramatically over the last decade or so. But the fact of the matter is, you can't turn marketing and brand building on and off like a tap. If I say to you that we're coming out with our luxury brand rankings next month, and I looked up the value of a certain brand called Cartier, diamonds, jewelry, all sorts of things, owned by a certain Johann Rupert at Richemont. Do you know the value of that brand on its own, Cartier? $12 billion.
Wow.
And there you have brand building as opposed to commodities, and commodities equal diamonds, copper, coal, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I do think, I mean, it struck me as a weird idea, but I think you've convinced me. I think we're missing a trick here. And I take your point. We don't only sort of do the brand building in the good times. You've got to be consistent with it. And I think that's where maybe a lot falls flat. Jeremy Sampson, Chairman, Brand Finance Africa. Appreciate the insights. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.